AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I was hoping this day would never, ever come here in this city.
Nashville Police Chief John Drake, after six people were shot to death at the Covenant Christian School, three of them sixth graders. Reporter Chris Fox is in Nashville.
The shooter, Audrey Hale, reached out to a middle school friend, Adriana Patton, just prior to the shooting with a series of text messages saying, "I'm planning to die today. You'll probably hear about me on the news." Patton responding, "You have so much more life to live." Hale replied, "I'm not trying to upset you or get attention. I just need to die." A makeshift memorial of flowers and stuffed animals now adorns the school campus entrance. Green Hills resident Curtis McDowell paid his respects.
"Evil has come here today. Three beautiful children are gone. And to me, that's unacceptable."
CBS News has confirmed the Covenant School underwent active shooter and trauma medical training last year. Dozens of people reportedly died in a fire at a migrant detention facility just south of El Paso, Texas, late last night. Most said to be from Venezuela. The former publisher of the National Enquirer has testified for a second time before a New York grand jury investigating former President Trump. Correspondent Robert Costa.
Sources close to the investigation tell CBS News that David Pecker's appearance is a sign District Attorney Alvin Bragg might be finalizing a case against former President Donald Trump. In 2016, it was Pecker who encouraged efforts by then-candidate Trump and Michael Cohen to prevent damaging stories about Trump from being published.
Still no word on when or whether an indictment might come. North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper has signed a Medicaid expansion bill into law that was a decade in the making. Justin Tramontine with the American Cancer Society Action Network's been fighting for it all along.
600,000 people across North Carolina haven't had health care insurance. Thank goodness, after 12 years worth of advocating, here I sit, having the pleasure of watching this go into effect.
The state had been among 11 that hadn't accepted expansion until Republicans lent their support recently. The retired optometrist suing Gwyneth Paltrow for $300,000 took the stand in Utah to defend his accusations. The actress skied into him in Park City, breaking ribs and leaving him with brain injuries.
"Never been hit that hard, and I'm flying. I'm absolutely flying."
Paltrow claims Terry Sanderson crashed into her. It's wetter than we thought on the moon. A Chinese rover that spent 2 weeks there in 2020 discovered microscopic glass beads filled with water several feet into the lunar surface. Scientists say one day they could help astronauts produce drinking water, breathable air, even rocket fuel. Dow futures up 8. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/...
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations. Hey, Wisconsin, the spring election is April 4th. Make sure you're prepared with an ID to vote. If you have a Wisconsin driver's license or state ID, military ID, U.S. passport, VA card, or Wisconsin tribal ID, you're all set. If not, you've got options. For free help getting an ID to vote, call or text Vote Riders at 866-ID-2-VOTE. That's 866-ID-2-VOTE. Call or text today, 866-ID-2-VOTE.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country, and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
We stand on the shoulders of the women who came before us.
Women who were told they were bad with money.
Women who couldn't even get a credit card without a man co-signing.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn to lead the way.
Join us at WeSaySaveIt.org,
where women of all ages and all budgets are learning how to save for retirement.
You work hard.
You make money.
Now make that money work for you.
Invest in yourself at WeSaySaveIt.org.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AceYourRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to independent programming that has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. To learn more and to see our entire broadcast lineup, go to civicmedia.us.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the State of Common Sense for this Tuesday, March 28th. It's another beautiful day on Lake Wissota and all across Wisconsin. I mean, look, it's not a tropical island, but we all got to get back to the grind sometime, right? So welcome back from island time. It was my first vacation trip to the Caribbean after living on an island for a couple of years, a few years back. There were definitely things that I missed. There were definitely things I didn't miss. For example, of those things I missed, I got a reminder of why we shouldn't underestimate the power of seasons, even the seasons we don't like. For example, being down there and watching the eastern, third of Wisconsin or so have to deal with a forecast for, what was it, 4 inches of snow, and some of you got 14 to 20 inches of snow. But by the same token, we get spring and we get fall and we get all kinds of variety up here that you can't get elsewhere. So we'll talk more about the vacation life on an island and all that a little bit later on in this hour. And I will share why I knew there would not be a Monday show, even though I had plans to fly home on Sunday. We had what was truly a travel day from hell, and it'll lead me to ask you for your own travel peeves or some travel advice that you would like to share with the rest of a Wisconsin audience. And then getting back into work mode, we'll get caught up on the status of a big state Supreme Court election. It is now exactly 1 week away. And we will talk in our next hour about how to fix bail the right way. Bail is the subject of a couple of referendum questions on the ballot next Tuesday, but they are very cynical questions put up by legislative Republicans who are not nearly as focused on a solution. They are not nearly as focused on public safety as it is about ginning up the turnout for conservative Supreme Court candidate Dan Kelly. We'll turn to Representative Evan Goyke and hear more about the right ways that we can reform bail. Plus a truckload of other stories to pass along as we hit the home stretch for this vital election. But as mentioned, we want to hear from you as always on the show as well. So if you'd like to try to qualify for the call of the day, you can make the call and tell us your recurring travel pet peeve or give us a suggestion that makes traveling easier for you that you'd like other people to hear about. And you can reach us at 844-967-2789 or 715-388-7155. You can radio or email the show radio at upnorthnewswi.com. Up North News is a separate entity from Civic Media. We are proud to have a little space of their real estate here from 6 to 8 on weekday mornings, but the work that our team does can be found at upnorthnewswi.com or upnorthnewswi on social media. We also stream this radio program on three different Facebook pages, and if you put a comment under that live feed post, we might show it during the live video feed as well. Look for us at Facebook at Up North News WI or at Civic Media US or at Bull Falls Radio our station up in Wausau. So all that and more to talk about today or any given day with me, and also with one Aaron Zommers, who joins us from the studio down in Madison. Good to see you again, Aaron. Did I miss anything? How are you?
Good. Yeah, it's been a couple minutes. yeah. Didn't miss anything except me making dumb jokes like, today you're just hearing the ghost of Kreitlow past. Things like that.
Perfect.
Well, it and was, the news, it was, but I'm sure you've read about that.
We run best of shows right now. We certainly wouldn't mind looking into having a guest host. But then you mentioned it to people and you know, obviously I think of Kristen Lyerly first, but we've had other folks on, and the prospect of filling two full hours is a little daunting for some folks. This is not a role for everybody where you can just open up a microphone and hopefully enough common sense falls out over the next couple of hours to keep folks engaged. So we're glad that you're here. We're glad that you put up with some best of shows for the time while I was away enjoying the break. And so we'll certainly talk more about, you know, what all happened on that vacation in the meantime. And Aaron, I think I'm going to see you next week because, my God, baseball opening day, it's coming up. It's day after tomorrow, and then the home opener is next Monday.
Yeah, we got a big old Civic Media field trip planned for most of the hosts to go see the game.
Let me tell you this. As I was on a beach and getting horribly sunburned because of a rookie mistake involving sunscreen, but my phone, I see the phone ringing, and it's Crudy. And when you're on vacation, is it ever a good idea to answer the phone when it's, you know, one of your supervisors or colleagues or bosses? Would you answer that phone call?
Probably not. I know. No. Well, I would say no, but I probably would. But Luke,
Luke it's told tempting me about that. But I'm like, you know what? The voicemail works here, and you know, plus there might be a bad connection. Maybe he can't hear me over the ocean waves or whatever. And I thought, you know, if I'm going to get fired, you know, on vacation, I'd rather hear it in a voicemail message. I don't need to hear it live. And instead, I'm not fired. I'm invited to the Brewers home opener next week, so we'll do that. So I think we'll do the show together at some point next week here and do a better job of catching up because I assume you're going along.
No, I am not.
Oh, see, now I should have had my own sad trombones ready to go here. All right. Well, I will at least see you before or after the game. We'll figure that one out. Let's pause here. We'll talk about sports as I try to get caught up on what all happened during my break here. And then we'll share some of the headlines making news. And then we'll talk more about a little break, a little island time. So we'll play a lot of Jimmy coming up over the course of this morning on Up North News Radio.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunny skies and calm today with highs around 44. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for snow tonight, lows around 26. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Snow likely again tomorrow, 33. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 45. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 24. Chance of snow again tomorrow. Highs level off around 34. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. About an inch of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 29 degrees.
We're always right.
Except when we're left. Does that make sense?
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is not meant as any kind of slight to folks who are still digging out from the snowstorm the other day, but you'll be hearing a lot of Jimmy Buffett today, because as I planned today's show notes over a week ago before leaving on break, I knew that my first day back, I was not going to have a lot of time to map out a show and pick out specifically tailored bumper music. And instead, we'd be talking about, you know, palm trees and sand anyway. And it gives us all hope that spring is indeed right around the corner. After all, we talked about baseball. The season opener is Thursday. The Brewers in Chicago, the home opener is on Monday down at American Family Field. Basketball seasons are wrapping up. Let's see, the Bucks played the Pistons last night. Chris Middleton scored a season high 34 points against Detroit, the team that originally drafted him. And the Bucks beat the Pistons 126-117 without Giannis Antetokounmpo on Monday night. Middleton said with Giannis out, he knew that he had to be impressive and aggressive. And in fact, he was. Now I'm still getting back up to speed myself here to try to figure out, you know, what it was that Giannis has this time, what is sore, what's not working, but we'll get back into the swing of things when it comes to the Bucks. I do know that they are going to visit Indiana to play the Pacers tomorrow. I know that of all the Big Ten men's college basketball teams, the Badgers are the only one still alive. Of course, it's not the NCAA tournament. It's the NIT, and they're in the Final Four, and they will be playing in Vegas tonight against North Texas. The Badgers are, you know, the highest operating program by far amongst those. I mean, the NIT Final Four is the Badgers, UAB, Utah Valley, and North Texas. So I do rather like the odds of the Badgers doing well in the NIT, because they, like I said, really, they just frankly didn't earn the NCAA bid. So if you're going to get into the next level tournament, you ought to win it. And in fact, they did. I'd mentioned before break the Badger women's hockey team getting set to go on to the Frozen Four, the national championship. They, in fact, won it. So belated congratulations to them. And then, Aaron, this might be, I don't know if this is a misprint in sports to wrap things up. Apparently, Aaron Rodgers, is he's still a member of the Green Bay Packers, it appears.
Wait, is he?
And it probably will be for some time to come as they continue to work out exactly this, how this trade with the New York Jets is supposed to work. So we thought this was all going to be done. Rodgers said he wants to play for the Jets. Everybody seemed to agree it's happening. The negotiations are still happening. So now we have to have a new Aaron Rodgers waiting game. And that is, will Aaron Rodgers actually be playing for the Packers when the season begins, or will he retire because they can't work out a deal? We get to speculate about Aaron Rodgers some more. How fun is that? Everybody,
hooray.
Anybody? Yeah. Okay. All right. So I guess I don't feel like I missed anything there. I kind of wish that I had. Oh, but getting back to things that I missed over the vacation, and I'm not going to lie. I didn't miss things entirely here. I still would peek at the phone now and then. I did an admirable job from my standpoint of not responding to a lot of things. I'd see an email here or there, but like I said, didn't bring my laptop or anything else. So I do know there's still a state Supreme Court race. I know that that race is exactly 1 week from today. And I know that it features conservative former Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly taking on Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz. I mentioned before vacation that the race was going to get increasingly negative because Dan Kelly had been nearly non-existent on TV. And some outside groups were active, but they were getting far outspent by Justice Protasiewicz and progressive groups. Now, one of the last things I said before taking the break was that that situation was going to change, that the right wing was going to try to flood the zone in the last 1 to 2 weeks of the campaign. And based on my very limited exposure to TV in the past 24 hours since getting back into town, that has certainly come to pass. The ads being run by Fair Courts America, the super PAC run by right-wing billionaire Dick Eline, and the commercials, you know, now being run by Kelly or with Kelly's support, would really make it sound like in a lot of state Supreme Court races and in a lot of state attorney general's races, a voter could be forgiven if they thought that Supreme Court justices were out like a cop walking a beat, you know, with a nightstick and a badge, and they were or were not directly putting people in jail. That's not how it works. That's not what a state Supreme Court does. It's not what a state Supreme Court justice does. The things that they do are much more in line with the things that Janet Protasiewicz has been talking about when it comes to broad questions of our rights and liberties. When you're not right on the rules, when you aren't right on the issues, then you make up the issues that you want voters to think about. It's why Ron Johnson is still a United States Senator, is that Dick Eline and other right-wing billionaires were able to fund enough ads that focused on Mandela Barnes somehow opening the doors of prisons. Not a real issue, not a real thing, but if you run enough ads, that's what folks are thinking. And if Janet Protasiewicz, who is reportedly ahead in the polling, but if she loses next week, it will again be much like Mandela Barnes, because the right wing, not being able to win on the actual issues of the campaign, will make up fear tactics and run enough commercials that scare enough voters that they either vote for Dan Kelly or they don't show up and they don't vote at all. And so we will talk much more in these final 7 days of the campaign about the real issues that are at play, that this Supreme Court race will determine the future of women's health care rights in Wisconsin, which by extension affects a whole lot of other things. Because if Wisconsin continues to be one of a handful of states that treats women as second-class citizens, it's not going to be great for the economy here. It's not going to be great for job creation. It's not going to be an environment where young families will want to raise their daughters and sons here. It will affect everybody's healthcare if we can't attract and retain quality physicians and other healthcare workers to the state. But of course, again, at its base is a fundamental question of human rights, of women's rights to control their bodies. That is very much a real issue in this campaign, as is the state of democracy. It is a very real issue that Dan Kelly was paid by the Republican Party to be a legal counselor on the issue of fraudulent electors, fake electors, as part of a scheme to undermine the 2020 presidential election. Dan Kelly's role in that is real. He can't really say much about it. And the things that he has said haven't been all that helpful, where there is a right-wing activist who helped instigate the crowds and the violence of January 6th, who's been in Wisconsin campaigning on Kelly's behalf, and Kelly has said that he's okay with that. So when Kelly does talk about things that are substantive to the issues, he doesn't help his cause. He's really got to keep hammering away at making it look like Janet Protasiewicz is somehow responsible for crime on the streets on a mass level. That's his only path to victory. So, of course, it's the path that he's going to take. So we have a lot to say about that over the, you know, final 7 days here of the campaign. Tomorrow, we were supposed to have former state treasurer Sarah Godlewski on as part of her biweekly appearances here on Up North News Radio. That won't happen tomorrow because while I was away on vacation, Sarah Godlewski was busy making news of her own. And as a new gig, we no longer have to refer to her as former state treasurer Sarah Godlewski. She is now the current Wisconsin Secretary of State, Sarah Godlewski. That was a cheer that went up from folks who have watched Doug LaFollette hold the office for much of the past 50 years and watched him abruptly resign and then retire, saying that he was not going to continue fighting for resources that the Republican-led legislature was not willing to give him. I watched from afar with a sense of, what, delicious irony at listening to Republicans howl about the notion that Secretary of State LaFollette could resign and that Governor Tony Evers could appoint his successor, which will be Sarah Godlewski, for the remaining 3+ years of this 4-year term to which LaFollette was recently elected. They were howling about the need for a special election, even though one is not needed. What Governor Evers did was what's called for in the Constitution. And so for these calls to come from a Republican-led legislature that, last I checked, has still not confirmed 185 of Governor Evers' appointments. They still haven't done their job confirming the appointments that are already out there. And so they want to go further in monkeying with the way that our democracy should work in Wisconsin and want another election that, again, right-wing billionaires could run scores of commercials in, because then it would be Sarah Godlewski who's opening up all the prison gates? I don't think so. I think that there's work for this Republican legislature to do in terms of showing that it does, in fact, want to operate within the rules that we have in the system right now, that they can work and play well with others, and that while there's going to be, as long as they're going to be hypocritical about actually following the will of the voters, we don't really have to pay much attention to their concerns about who serves as Secretary of State. An office, by the way, that they all but abolished. They had relegated Doug LaFollette to a card table in the basement of the Capitol. And they had done the same thing with the state treasurer's office. And Sarah Godlewski helped lead the charge to save the state treasurer's office and keep it as a force for good in state government. And now she's in the right position as Secretary of State, because had Republicans beat Doug LaFollette last year, and if a Republican were in that Secretary of State's office, and if Tim Michaels had beaten Tony Evers, that office would be at the vanguard of taking apart democracy in the state of Wisconsin and making it easier for politicians to overrule how you would have voted in the 2024 presidential election. So big congratulations to Sarah Godlewski for her new role. And we will be talking to her about it sometime in the next month. We'll talk more about life on an island next. You're up north.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Newly released surveillance video shows the person who killed 3 children and 3 adults at a Christian school in Nashville firing through glass doors and entering the building. Police shot and killed the suspect, Chief John Drake.
We have a manifesto. We have some writings that we're going over that pertain to this incident. We have a map drawn out of how this was all going to take place.
Just in, officials in Mexico say 39 people were killed, 29 injured in a fire at an immigration detention center across the border. border from El Paso last night. Former CEO of the National Enquirer's parent companies testified for a second time before a New York grand jury investigating Donald Trump and a hush money payment. CBS's Graham Cates.
Pecker himself had a role in the negotiations around the $130,000 wire that occurred just before the 2016 presidential election, but the money was actually paid for by Trump's former fixer and lawyer, Michael Cohen.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with or the Republican Party. So tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no Kid Rock, Lou.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace or Google My Business or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on the Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Here's that song again. Yay! Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay! Here's that song again. It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times. Yay! Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety.
Jimmy Buffett's One Particular Harbor plays in the background. We're getting back to things that I missed while I was away and things that I didn't miss from moving away from an island. So before we talk a little bit about that, I will say that coming back here yesterday to the States, the big story, of course, was the horrific school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee, only the latest of many. I do have some very strong words to say about it, but I will save those for the top of the next hour because I wanted to kind of ease back into work life here with some of the lighter sides of, you know, appreciating life here versus life elsewhere. And so folks who are not regular listeners of the show may not know that during 2014, 2015, and 2016, my wife, Sherry, and I actually left our home here on Lake Wasota and lived on the island of Grand Cayman, which is south of Cuba in the Caribbean, and lived there for those 3 years while she worked, as she does, as an OBGYN, and I worked for a TV station down there. And it was as picture postcard as you would imagine in some ways, and very much not so in other ways. And so we had not really spent significant time on an island in the Caribbean since coming back. We frankly have been a little busy. We went from, you know, we had our first grandchild, then our second, then our third, then our fourth, a few other things that were going on in life. So it was nice to spend some time on the island of St. Martin over the past week. And that one is, how do I best describe it? Basically, if you go due east, you know, you've got Cuba, then you've got Haiti, the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, then the Virgin Islands. And then you basically have St. Martin and Anguilla there before the Antilles begin to curl down toward South America. You know, the exact geography isn't as important as to say it's a tiny island in the Caribbean. What more could you want? And there were definitely times that it felt that way. And I was never a person who thought I would spend a lot of time in the Caribbean, being a, you know, a good Midwestern boy. I expected to spend a lot of time, you know, around the Midwest, around the country. But thanks to marrying somebody who had a much more aggressive travel bug than me, she got me hooked on traveling and on seeing places around the world. And we had been on a couple of cruise ships. And so we'd had a chance to see Caribbean islands over the years. We've had chances to read about them in various books. And that's how we identified the opportunity to live on Grand Cayman and the Cayman Islands as something we should take advantage of back when the opportunity came up. Hard to believe it's been nearly 10 years ago now since that opportunity first presented itself. We were relatively new empty nesters at the time. And so I joked that this was our midlife crisis. You know, some people, it's a very expensive car. For other people, it's a very expensive divorce. Others, it's a very expensive, you know, change in lifestyle. And for us, it was a matter of packing a bunch of suitcases, saying goodbye to a lot of people because we did not know if we were going to, you know, stay there for good or if we were going to come back at some point. Sherry signed a 3-year contract to work down there. And we did. And we had a lot of adventures. 3 years later, we said, you know, this has been great, but it doesn't feel home the way Wisconsin feels like home. We love this state. It's part of why I'm so vocal, whether it's this radio show or, you know, all of my time in the legislature and in elected politics in one form or another. I'm this vocal because it is so great to live here. This is a place that you want to fight for. This is a place that you want to be as good a place as possible to raise kids and grandkids or build a small business into something or hand a farm down, as the case may be. And those things are not happening right now in the state. But rather than feel like they're lost forever, we choose to fight for these things. Well, in living in another country, in living on an island, you get to meet people who feel the same way about their own little patch of earth or their own little, as folks in the Cayman Islands like to describe it, you know, their own little piece of paradise. You know, for them, it's the most beautiful dot on the globe that God had created. And they wanted to fight for that. And so they have their own issues and they have their own debates. And it's really interesting to live in a place where you'd been a tourist multiple times before. And I'm sure other people figure this out when they move to Florida or Texas or anywhere else around the world. When you move to a place, when you become a resident of a place where you'd only been a visitor, it's like pulling back the curtain and seeing all of the things that you never had to pay attention to as a tourist or even as a part-time resident. But now as somebody that's there full-time, and you're not the tourist anymore, it's fascinating. It's also a little depressing because now suddenly paradise is work. You know, I never had to be in traffic jams, you know, as a tourist on an island. When you live on an island, there's only one road that heads here or there. And if there's a traffic jam that morning with everybody else who's going to work in Georgetown or, you know, whatever city you're in, that's it. That's the place where you are. Which, by the way, was one of the first really funny stories about living on an island was watching a police chase. There was a high-speed chase in Grand Cayman, and the police had a helicopter up there following the driver. you know, and watching the police follow this driver. And Sherry and I hearing the story going, how does he think this ends? Where does he think he's going? It's an island. You're on a roulette wheel, pal. Good luck with that. And of course, the high speed chase didn't go anywhere. So that's one of the differences about living on an island. You're literally in a small town. You're not going anywhere else, you know, unless you're getting on a boat or an airplane. So you'd better like what you're doing. You better like where you're living. You better be willing to fight for it. And that's what folks were able to do there. That's what we were able to experience. So now we got to see it last week on the island of St. Martin. Now that one's actually even a bit more interesting. Grand Cayman is a British territory. There are several British territories in the area. Remember that whole area in the Caribbean. And by the way, they get really mad at you if you say Caribbean, you know, because that's just like, you know, what's Caribbean? Caribbean is not a word. It's Caribbean. When you're down there, you realize that those islands were colonized and fought over by so many European nations over the years, by Portugal and by Spain and by France and by the Netherlands. And in fact, St. Martin still to this day is split in half. It's half Dutch and it's half French, basically a territory or a special municipality of either one, where again, they by and large have a whole lot of autonomy. And it's just kind of a nod to the fact that there's still a whole lot of Dutch folks or French folks who are there. But they, you know, they do their best. They have to put up with something that we don't. We don't have to put up with hurricanes in Wisconsin. We have a lot of things to be thankful up here for. We have seasons. We don't have earthquakes. We don't have hurricanes. We do have times where the weather people really get it wrong and forecast 4 to 8 inches and you end up with 15 to 20, but we don't have hurricanes. And St. Martin was fairly well pummeled by Irma in 2017, the way that Grand Cayman was by Ivan in 2006. And in both cases, you know, the rebuilding has come along very nicely. They are once again very welcoming of tourists. And one of the real attractions in St. Martin to tourists was something I'd seen on TV a few times, but never thought I'd actually be at. And it's the airport. And you'll know, if you've seen the video, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It turns out that where my wife was going to a conference, the hotel where we were staying was next to the airport. Well, that's fine. Lots of hotels and conference centers are next to the airport. Oh, no. This one is on a very narrow strip of beach. The beach is at the very end of the runway. There's the runway. There's a chain link fence. There's a small strip of beach. And there's the ocean, the Caribbean. And the airplanes, the big jets, have to come right to the edge of that runway. And then when they put that throttle down and they start those jet engines to start their takeoff, it blasts the people who are on the beach, the people, you know, who willingly gather there. Nobody, it's no accident. If you're there, you know why you're there. And the blast from the jets is, I mean, impressive is putting it mildly. And there were watching people being basically blown into the sea, and they're loving it. They can't get enough of it. I thought it was crazy. My wife thought it was even crazier because I got close enough to take some video of it. I thought I was far enough away. I was not. I still got a bit sandblasted. I would not recommend it. And then when the planes are landing, you almost feel like you can reach up and touch the wheels as these jumbo jets are coming in. And there's all kinds of planes. You know, there's small planes, there's small regional jets. There's a lot of private jets. I think I saw Tim Michaels at some point. I gave a wave. But then you see not just, you know, 737s, you know, and things like that, but because it's part Dutch and part French, there's also a couple of flights a day with really big planes. I don't know if they were 787s or what they were, but there's at least one a day from the Netherlands, from KLM, comes in from Amsterdam, and there's at least one a day from Air France that comes in from Paris, bringing in all these tourists and I'm sure business folks and everything else. And these puppies are huge. And you watch them come in that first day you're there, and you swear you're about to watch a jumbo jet, you know, hit the ocean or hit these folks on the beach, but they never do. Like clockwork, they come in, they hit their point every single time, or they take off with a blast every single time. It was amazing to watch. And it was that reminder that, you know, how much the modern world has brought to these tiny places. And so if you get a chance to go on a Caribbean vacation, if you have been on one, but you haven't been to that particular stretch yet, consider it highly recommended to go there. And it's not just for St. Martin, which has, you know, some nice scenery, but Anguilla is, you can see it. It's about a 20-minute speedboat ride to get over there. We did that for a day. And I mean, Anguilla, I don't even know what to tell you about the beaches other than that they're just perfect. They're perfect. There's a couple of other small islands around the area, Saba being one of them. And so great places to go. Think about it for next winter. We always worry that when we take, sometimes we take these late winter trips in mid to late March, and we think, oh man, winter's over at that point. It's the first day of spring and it's going to be 60 and lovely here. And we're going to be down there. We should come in January instead. And then we get down there and we see, like I said, the foot of snow that fell, and we understand, yeah, it's still okay to plan a March vacation. So if you're thinking of something for next winter, it is a place that I would very highly recommend, and be happy to, you know, answer your questions about it as well. But a couple of other quick notes that I want to say about the trip before we take the break and then have our daily music break and history lesson. My beach read. I always try to bring one or two books along. There was one that I'd gotten months ago, and I knew when I wanted to read it, I wanted to read it top to bottom. I'm so glad I saved it for a vacation. And it is Milked by Ruth Conniff, our friend Ruth Conniff, long time at the Progressive and now at the Wisconsin Examiner. And I sent her a photo, you know, of, I said, I don't know if Milked has ever been anybody's beach read in St. Thomas, but here's photographic proof. And it is, we had Ruth on back in September, and the title is Milked, How an American Crisis Brought Together Midwestern Dairy Farmers and Mexican Workers. And it is where Ruth's appearance on the show kind of blew me away, because I knew we were seeing an increasing amount of migrant labor on Wisconsin dairy farms. That figure is now around 80%. And the other thing I learned in the interview with her is we think that there are these agricultural visas, and why don't, you know, dairy farm workers just get them? Because they don't exist for year-round workers. Those are visas for harvesting crops in the fall, where workers can get the paperwork, come in and work, and then go back to Mexico. There's nothing like that for the dairy industry. And this dairy industry in this state would completely collapse if it weren't for the migrant labor that we have here. So we're going to have Ruth back on and talk all about that at some point in the future as well. But I want to thank her for a wonderful beach read of real stories about Wisconsin farmers and the Mexican workers that they grow closer to. All right, a history lesson and a music break next. You're up north.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. always on the Civic Media app.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand?
You hold my hand!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunny skies and calm today with daytime highs approaching 44. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of snow tonight. Lows dip down to about 26. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Snow likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 33. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Sunny skies and calm today, with daytime highs approaching 45. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight. Chance of snow. Lows level off around 24. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Chance for snow. High temperatures reach up to 34. About an inch of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 29 degrees.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka.
I can't stop this feeling.
I frankly feel bad for anybody that wasn't around when Blue Swede did their version of Hooked on a Feeling, a very lovely, pretty song by B.J. Thomas. And then these folks came along, and their version of Hooked on a Feeling was certified gold on this date, March 28th, 1974. On this day in 1975, at an Elvis Presley concert at the Hilton in Las Vegas, Barbara Streisand went backstage and offered Elvis the lead role in her upcoming film, A Star is Born. Elvis is interested, but on the advice of his manager, Colonel Tom Parker, he demands too much money and top billing, and so he doesn't get the role. Kris Kristofferson goes on to the role that he made a classic alongside Barbara Streisand, which if you saw the movie Elvis last year, and where Tom Hanks plays the role of the colonel, I don't believe that was mentioned in the movie, but when you see everything else about Colonel Parker, you can completely understand how that came to be. It was on this day in 1979 that a coolant leak at Three Mile Island, the nuclear reactor outside Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, led to the core overheating and a partial meltdown, and it only helped further rage the debate over whether nuclear energy is something that is, a good thing in terms of its carbon neutrality or a bad thing in terms of its potential for disaster. Birthdays on this day. Let's start with Reba McEntire, who's 68 today. Reba, of course, is a country music legend, but again, we know her more from sitcom appearances. She had her own sitcom for a while. She's had a recurring role most recently in Young Sheldon and does all kinds of other things, as you would expect. She was churning out hit after hit after hit after hit in her 20s and 30s, and then made the move into acting and, continues to have some real staying power on the national stage. So happy birthday to Reba McEntire, 68 today. Now, here's an interesting beer coincidence for everybody in Wisconsin. This is the day when Frederick Pabst was born, this day in 1836. He founded the Pabst Brewing Company and then later died in 1904. This is also the birthday of Gussie Bush of the Anheuser-Busch fame. Gussie Bush was born on this day in 1899 as part of the family dynasty and died in 1989. This is the 53rd birthday for Vince Vaughn, the actor that you may know from Swingers or from Dodgeball or from Anchorman or a host of other roles. Couples Retreat. Vince Vaughn is 53 today. And, oh, shame on me for not connecting the dots on A Star Is Born. This is Lady Gaga's birthday, who starred along with Bradley Cooper in the Star Is Born remake. Lady Gaga, born Stephanie Germanotta. Lady Gaga is 37 years old today. Some more music history. This was the number one hit on this day in 1981.
Fab Five Freddy told me everybody slide. DJ spinning, I said my. Flash is fast, flash is cool. Francois, c'est pas flash and a dupe.
This is Rapture from Blondie. It hit number one on this day in 1981, making it the very first chart-topping hit with a rap. It would be the first of many that have come since that time. Looking back in Up North News history, the newsletters that we have brought you every day, which you can sign up for at upnorthnewswi.com. We're looking back, of course, at this period 3 years ago when the coronavirus pandemic was truly taking hold and providing, horror and confusion and death, but also backlash from folks who perhaps also didn't believe we actually landed on the moon. But as on this day in 2020, rather, another 140,000 workers in Wisconsin applied for unemployment help, part of 3 million more people nationwide that were newly unemployed as the economy was shutting down from a virus that was killing people left and right that we did not fully understand. And so to stay safe, there were public health officials and politicians who were begging folks to stay home as much as possible to avoid spreading this because we were still so far away from having a vaccine. And yet, even as all these folks were losing their jobs and as state officials were begging President Donald Trump for resources to help with things like ventilators, on this day 3 years ago, President Trump told those state officials he would not answer their call for help with more ventilators and instead called for more businesses to reopen. On this day 3 years ago, Wisconsin's COVID-19 death toll climbed to 10 people, including the first death in Iron County up north. The U.S. death toll had just climbed past 1,000 people, on its way to 1,100,000 deaths because of people like Trump who chose dollars and business profits over people's lives. That's a look back at this day in history, and one of the themes that I want to echo is this notion that business must always come before people, and that takes me to our little slice of hell in coming back after being on island time for the past week or so. And it was a wonderful vacation. Nobody can take anything away from us on that. It was just that the journey home was, shall we say, suboptimal. And it started with our original flight off the island being first an hour late and then 2 hours late and then 3 hours late. And so we knew we were going to miss our connection from St. Martin to Charlotte. We thought, well, we'll just have to get a hotel in Charlotte. Well, on the way to Charlotte, we find out, no, we're actually being diverted to Miami because you have to go through the customs office there. I won't begin to tell you how bad customs and TSA handled an unexpected late Sunday night arrival of passengers there. We finally got to our Charlotte hotel at 3 a.m. yesterday, set the alarm for 5, took a little 2-hour nap, got back on the plane and flew to New York because that was the shortest way to get from Charlotte back to the Twin Cities to get us home. So again, great vacation. Can't say I'd recommend the path that we took to wrap it all up. More in our next hour. You're up north.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Hey, Wisconsin, voting is one of our fundamental rights. Every eligible citizen has the right to be heard. You need an acceptable photo ID to vote in the spring election on April 4th. Vote Riders provides free help to get your Wisconsin ID card. Please visit voteriders.org today. They can answer all your questions about voter ID and offer free help if you need an ID to vote. If you're a citizen and you need an ID, visit voteriders.org. Voteriders.org.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.